That was Litha by Chick Corea on the album Tones for Jones Bones. You're listening on 88.5 KNKX.
You're connected to our School of Jazz guest DJ. Natalie Whitlock is here. She's a senior at Edmonds Woodway High School, and she plays saxophone in the band under the direction of Jake Bergevin. Natalie is also a veteran of the KNKX School of Jazz studio sessions. Great to have you here, Natalie. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
And you got your start in music, as a lot of young musicians do, in the church. Tell me about that early musical experience for you.
My mom was in this smaller group that would sing in front of the choir. So she would take me to some of her rehearsals, and I would listen to them. And I think I developed like an ear for harmony there, and I was able to be immersed in music that wasn't just like pop and Baby Shark at a young age. So I think it really conditioned my ears for deeper value in music.
Interesting. What led you to the alto saxophone?
At my elementary school, my band director played a blues solo for us. He just kind of picked up his trumpet and started playing, and then he finished it and he says, "Does anybody know what this is?" And we're like, "No, but that was amazing." He says, "That's called improvising." I thought it was the coolest thing ever. So then my middle school band director came, and she was advertising for the jazz band. And I was really excited to get into the jazz and to play another instrument. My dad was a saxophone player, so he gave me his saxophone, and I got to play this Super Action 80 Series 2 from like 7th grade, and I had no idea that I was holding such a nice horn back then. I just like, it's my dad's saxophone, and he's making me play Mary Had a Little Lamb 6 times a day to learn this instrument.
Wonderful. Natalie Whitlock is our School of Jazz guest DJ, and we're going to get back into the jazz next with a wonderful alto saxophonist who will pop up a couple of times on the show tonight. In fact, it's not just one sax player, but two. Tell me about this album, Cannonball Adderley Quintet in Chicago.
The Cannonball Adderley Quintet with John Coltrane is just such a classic album. And this one just like, it has such a deep pocket, you know? I just love the solos, how Cannonball Adderley is just so on top of it, and everything is in time and perfect. And then John Coltrane, I would like imagine as a painter, and he just does like a little bit of red and then a little bit of blue. And I just think that's super cool about this specific tune.
Find out more about Natalie Whitlock and our School of Jazz online right now, knkx.org.
This is Wabash by Cannonball Adderley Quintet with John Coltrane on KNKX.
Thank you.
That was All the Things You Are from the Standard Issue album by Dick Oates. And you're listening on 88.5 KNKX.
Natalie Whitlock is our School of Jazz guest DJ. I'm your evening jazz host, Abe Beeson. You're going to have to wait another half hour for me to get my paws on the music. Natalie is in charge, so stick around for more great tunes. We've got Nancy Wilson, Jazz Messengers, Evolution Jazz Trio.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the Evolution Jazz Trio. I don't think I had heard of them.
So I have a friend. I already talked about Nate Miller because he introduced me to the song Litha, which was the first song that you heard. He is from Walla Walla, and we met at Allstate and All Northwest Jazz Band, so we've become buddies since then. But he always sending me music, and he posted about this tune called Blues for Brie by the Elevation Jazz Trio, and I texted him about it later, and I was like, oh my gosh, that Blues for Brie is so killing. And he says, oh yeah, they're from Walla Walla. So then it was kind of cool to like hear kind of like a little bit far away, but kind of local group that's kind of modern. So
Natalie Whitlock is our School of Jazz guest DJ, and you can find more information on how you can get involved at knkx.org. And stick around, the Evolution Jazz Trio just ahead. Thank you.
wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in, some leafy glade. I wish you health and more than wealth. I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. Oh, I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. But most of all, I wish you love.
You're connected to the School of Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Mosaic from the Mosaic album by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. You're listening to 88.5 KNKX.
Where you're connected to our School of Jazz. It's guest DJ Natalie Whitlock. She's a senior at Edmonds Woodway High School. She's an alto sax player there. We heard a wonderful vocal from Nancy Wilson in there, I Wish You Love. And we were talking a little bit about some of your early days singing. Do you still sing?
Yeah, I do still sing. I sing at church. That's definitely a huge place for me. I also sing in with a big band sometimes. I've sang in the Paramount at Hot Java Cool Jazz, and that was super fun. I was only a 10th grader, so that was a really big plug for me to get started with stuff like that. And then I sang on the Holiday Jam last year for KNKX, and that was super cool. Because we also had another singer, so it was kind of cool to like kind of sing side by side, come up right after her because she was a professional, and I was like, oh, okay, it's my turn. Better not screw up.
Now, one of my favorite young saxophone players is a young woman named Grace Kelly. She's a wonderful saxophone player and a wonderful singer, often in the same song. Or is that something you're interested in doing, is being kind of a two-skill musician?
Yeah, for sure. I am definitely putting more emphasis on my playing right now because I feel like it's an underappreciated area for female jazz players. Definitely, I feel like we get more attention as vocalists and are more appreciated as vocalists. So I definitely am like, I'm sticking my foot in the door and saying, hey, I like playing and I feel like I can play. And I want to keep building on that for the rest of my life, you know?
Fantastic. Natalie Whitlock is our School of Jazz guest DJ, and we've got one more song to go, and we're back with Cannonball and Coltrane and this great record, The Quintet in Chicago. 1959, this was essentially Miles Davis's kind of blue band with Wynton Kelly in the trio, but without Miles Davis. Tell us a little bit about the next song we're going to hear.
So you'll be hearing The Sleeper. It's an E-flat blues, and they just got this kind of like, and it's kind of misleading because the head is kind of like, sounds like minor, you know? But it's not a minor blues. It's just E-flat blues. It's super enjoyable, and I hope you enjoy it.
Find out more about our School of Jazz, how you can get involved. Check out past studio sessions, including Natalie Whitlock with the All-Stars of Edmonds Woodway High School from just this past fall at knkx.org. Thank you.
That was The Sleeper from the Quintet in Chicago by Cannonball Adderley, and John Coltrane was featured on that record as well. You're listening to 88.5 KNKX.
You're connected to our School of Jazz guest DJ. Natalie Whitlock is here. Thank you so much for a great show tonight. This has been a lot of fun.
Thanks.
Remember, you can track down Natalie Whitlock's playlist, check out the show online, and get more information on the School of Jazz at knkx.org.